Every immigrant has his or her own story, but I think it's fair to say most come in search of a nice place to build a good life. That's what Rufina Farrokh Unkelsaria had in mind more than a decade ago when she emigrated to the U.S. from Trinidad. She chose Ferguson, Missouri.
It has been a shock to me. I could not believe that this small, sleepy town, which I chose because of its diverse nature to live here, has become a hotbed of unrest as it has become.
Rufina lives just blocks away from West Florissant Avenue, where much of the violence has erupted over the past 2 weeks. I reached her today at the Corner Coffee House in Ferguson. Rufina's been spending a lot of time there volunteering lately.
We are distributing T-shirts that say, I love Ferguson. And we are also distributing yard signs that say, I love Ferguson as well to our residents. It's a beehive of activity here.
Are you in solidarity with the protesters or with the police? Or what's kind of your position, if I can ask?
My position is I'm in solidarity with my entire community. This is small town USA, Ferguson is. And this could have happened in any community. It happened to be in ours.
And the good of the community of Ferguson has not been exactly evident in the last couple of weeks. What have your own feelings been as you've watched these protests and violence erupt in recent days?
First of all, I'm saddened by the death of the victim. I'm also sad for the officer involved. He's a young man, and in any circumstance, without thinking about the colors involved, just two human beings involved, it's a sad situation. I am an Indian.
Asian subcontinent.
Yes. Yeah. If you could see me, I have long hair and I wear Indian clothing as well, Indian traditional clothing. And I wear lots of jewelry as many Indian women do. I have to tell you that as an Indian woman in Ferguson, I have been very comfortable. I walk around even today, now, even during the last few days, wearing all of my jewelry, not feeling unsafe. Our community is a safe community. I cannot believe this one incident would mar the image of our beautiful city. I want people to know this is not what Ferguson is. Isolated incident.
How do you explain what's been going on then?
Well, like I said, Marco, this could have happened in any other town in the United States. I come from Trinidad and Tobago. This is the most southern of the Caribbean islands. Half of our population there is African and half is Indian. And of course, we have a mixing of the two as well. But there is not a great dichotomy of the two as you have here in the United States. When I moved here, I had to get used to the fact that there are two distinct cultures coexisting here, where you have African-American and other. But in my country, in my home country, in Trinidad, there is an integration which I do not see here. It's not as evident here. For example, you even have the term African-American. I don't understand why. Why don't you just have American? As in Trinidad, we are all Trinidadians. We don't have African Trinidadians or Indian Trinidadians. We are all Trinidadians. But I find as a result, the tensions between the two are more evident here in the United States. Not in Ferguson, but in any part of the United States you go, you would find this divide. It just so happened that incident sparked what is already existing all over the United States. This is not only in Ferguson. This can happen anywhere else. If you think, Marco, truthfully, put this same incident in any other town, it can happen.
Rufina Farrokh Unkelsaria immigrated to Ferguson from Trinidad more than a decade ago. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.